This year, Florida Supreme Court Chief Justice George LaBarga officiated the swearing-in ceremony in the Florida Senate.
Place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand, please.
When it comes to administering the oath, LaBarga says he's done it a time or two.
Many times. And as a circuit judge, obviously, I officiated the oath to people testifying in court.
It always starts in pretty much the same way.
I state your name.
I, Aaron B.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support.
That's supposed to be a choice. Lawmakers may either swear or affirm their oath. But often, as in the case of Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean, some say both. LaBarga says it's probably because they're nervous.
And they're just hearing my words and they're repeating after me. Perhaps I should accentuate the word or a little more.
Florida's rules follow the U.S. Constitution, which specifies a president can swear but doesn't have to.
Presidents have the option of simply saying, I affirm. Most presidents and most public officials agree to swear to their oath, but there have been a few who have not. Believe it or not, President Franklin Pierce, for example, affirmed his oath upon taking office in 1853.
LaBarga says that choice dates back to the establishment of the Quaker religious movement. At one time, English law required anyone taking public office to swear an oath. But Quaker and other religious groups worried swearing an oath violated the Bible's teachings. LaBarga says no matter what a person says, swear, affirm, or both, the important thing is the statement they're making. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.